What would be the law of a katan regarding the berachat hagomel? Does a katan make berachat hagomel? What's the question? So there's a Mahari Mintz. Mahari Mintz writes, and again Abraham brings it down in Siman Resh Yutet, that Hakar Katan say berachat hagomel. After all, the berachat hagomel, the hayavim. Hayavim sounds like Mishu Hayab b'mitzvot, Hayab b'onshin. And Katan is not called Hayavim. So therefore, Katan should not make Birkat HaGomel. However, many of the later rabbis come along and they say, no, over there Hayavim doesn't mean Hayavim b'mitzvot. It means Hayavim where we owe God. HaGomel HaHayavim, the God says so much tovot to us that we owe Him, we're obligated to Him. That's the case. There shouldn't be a difference between a gadol or a katan. The katan also receives hasadim from a kadosh baruch hu. Interestingly enough, the Acham ben Sion alav shalom understands it that way. In Olu Tzion in Chelek Bed and Siman Mem Vav, he says clearly the minhag of the Sefaradim is that even ketanim would make berkat agomer, and that's really the opinion of Rav Chida. And other poskim, the Chesed Adafim also brings it down. Although the Bein Ishchai writes that it depends on the minhag of the place. The minhag of the place is the Kitani make it, then they can make it. If not, Savik Berachot. But Acham Ben Sion is not wavering. Acham Ben Sion says, no, clearly the minhag of the Sfaradim is to make it, and there's no reason not. And David also brings it down as well in Siman Resh Yutet. So that would be an interesting halakha that. Today we have ketanim. They travel with their parents on planes. If they get sick, if they get better after one day in bed, according to Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, in Ma'aseh, it's fine for a katan in order to make the beracha of Birkat HaGomel.